I've shared this story before, but I think it's important to hear it again for this new season of Advent that we're entering into this week. A number of years ago on my birthday, I went down to New Orleans and spent time at Blessed Francis Xavier Silos' shrine. And when I went to his shrine, I went before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and I got on my knees and I began to pray to God, and I cried out to God in my prayer, like, God, please, like, when is this thorn going to be removed from my side? I've had this thorn in my side for years. When is it going to go away? I've been a disciple now for a number of years. I've been faithful to prayer. I've been intentional in my relationship with you. How much longer am I going to have to experience this thorn in my side? And as I sat there and knelt there and spent time there before the Blessed Sacrament, one thing became very apparent to me, and it was that this thorn that I wanted the Lord to remove, in reality, was one of the greatest gifts that I was experiencing in my relationship with God, because this thorn drew me to spend time with Jesus. If it were not for this thorn on my side, then maybe I wouldn't spend that much time in prayer with God. But because of this thorn, I was drawn to Jesus. This wound was a bridge for me to walk closer with God, to encounter God on a consistent, intentional basis. Oftentimes in our lives, God will use our wounds, those sins that we might commit and that we might feel really bad about, those sins that have been committed against us. Sometimes there are emotional wounds of rejection and abandonment. Sometimes there are physical frailty of our human bodies that are falling apart right before our eyes. Whatever they may be, God can use all those things if we let Him. He can use all those things to draw us to Him. A few weeks ago, I celebrated Mass, and after the 9 o'clock a.m. Mass, I just felt really weird. My body felt weird. I was cold and I was hot and I had a headache and my body was aching. And so I just assumed I must have the flu. And so I already had a flu shot. I called my doctor, said, hey, look, I think I got the flu maybe. I'm experiencing all the symptoms of the flu. And so he got me some Tamiflu and I began to take the Tamiflu. And a day later, I broke out. I broke out with blisters all over my hands. I was coughing up blood. I was like, what's going on here? This is weird. Maybe I'm having an allergic reaction against this Tamiflu. And later I find out that what I actually had was hand, foot, mouth, which is like a baby illness. It's a baby virus, but adults get it every now and then. And so I was contagious, so I had to stay away from people for a whole week. So I was isolated. And this week that was supposed to be a really busy week, I was supposed to be all over the place doing a lot of things, but now I had to simply stay put by myself, away from people, in isolation, because of this wound, this leprosy. I was contagious. It wasn't good to be around people. But because of that wound, because of that sickness that interrupted my really busy schedule, I was given an opportunity to spend a lot of time with Jesus in prayer. I spent a lot of time with Jesus in the sacred scriptures. I was able to spend a lot of time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament every single day, hours with the Lord, He and I alone, apart from the world, just us together, looking at God's face, listening to God's voice. It was so beautiful. But I would not have been able to experience that beautiful season, that beautiful week of solitude with Jesus, if I was not first wounded with that virus. Right, that wound was actually a great gift for He and I. It's what drew me to be able to encounter Him in that mess of that virus. Our wounds are quite often great gifts for us that God can use and He permits to draw us to a deep intimacy with Him. But many of us, we don't like our woundedness. We don't like the frailty of our humanity. We don't like the fact that our bodies are falling apart, that we are weak. We don't like our imperfections. We don't like the fact that we're still struggling with some of the same bad habits, some of the same vices and sins. We don't like the fact that we still are not over that wound, that family member abandoning us or rejecting us from many years ago, and we can't stand that about ourselves, and we resist it. And the way that we resist it is by getting really busy. I'm just going to do a lot of stuff. The more stuff I do will stop me from having to deal with my mess. But God is drawn to our mess. And if we avoid our mess, if we avoid our stuff, then what we're really doing is we're avoiding a potential opportunity to encounter God, because God is drawn to the mess of our lives. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ speaks to us about Noah, and he says, in the days of Noah, many people were busy, and they were eating, and they were drinking, and they were marrying, and they were given in marriage. Those are all good things. There's nothing bad about what they were doing. The problem is they were so busy doing those things, prioritizing their meals that they were hosting, and their parties that they were having, and all these things that they were going to do to celebrate, they didn't have any time to be aware of God. And they missed the coming of God. They missed their opportunity to experience renewal and life in God that Noah was able to experience, because Noah wasn't afraid of his mess. Noah spent time with God. Noah was not giving in to busyness. Right now, many of us are finding ourselves in a pretty busy season. We just had Thanksgiving, and so there was a lot of hunting going on. There was family coming in. There was family going out. There was traveling. There were meals to be prepared. There were people to be around. And then they leave, and we have to get ready for all the Christmas parties for our coworkers and for our staff and for our neighbors and for our family and for our friends. And for many of us, the holidays are actually supposed to be beautiful, but in reality, they're hard to deal with. Because we see these Hallmark movies and we see these Christmas shows where there's always a happy ending. People always reconcile with each other in the end. And we look at our lives, we look at our families who we just spent time with at Thanksgiving, or who we did not spend time with because they didn't come, because they didn't show up. And we say, well, my life doesn't look like that. My life doesn't look like it used to look. And it hurts. It hurts me that my life doesn't have this reconciliation moment, this rejoicing moment that these other families on TV are having. Or we turn on the internet and we go on social media and we see people posting their pictures and we see their happy families and we look at our family and we say, but my family's not like their family. My family's really messy. My family's not the same anymore. My family's broken. I wish it wasn't so. It wasn't always this way. And it becomes very difficult to really lean into this time of the year. We're anticipating the drama that's awaiting us at Christmas, being around those family members who have never said, I'm sorry for the things that they said to us or about us to our family members. They've never apologized for the ways that they abandoned us or let us down or gossiped about us or hurt our feelings or just didn't come through. We're not looking forward to all that stuff. And so what we do is we just get busy. How you doing, right? What do we say? I'm busy. I'm real busy. I'm just busy right now. I'm busy. What are we really saying? I don't want to deal with my stuff. I don't want to deal with the fact that this stuff is broken. It's been broken. It's probably going to still be broken. I can't deal with it. So I'm just going to do a lot of stuff right now. But when we do a lot of stuff, we're actually avoiding God, because God is drawn to the mess. One thing that we believe as Catholics is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. So yesterday, what did Jesus Christ do in the scriptures? What, 2,000 years ago, whenever he walked on this earth, he was drawn to people who were broken. He was drawn to people who struggled with sin. He was drawn to people who were experiencing the frailty of their human bodies. Jesus has always been drawn to the mess. His first miracle, the first public miracle of Jesus Christ in the Gospels, was at a wedding, the wedding of Cana, where the party ran out of wine. They did not have their stuff together. They were inadequate. They couldn't fulfill their promises to their friends and their family who came to supply the gift. They didn't have what it took. They were weak. They were imperfect. And that is where Jesus performed his first miracle, making up for what was lacking in them, making up for their weakness. He's drawn to weakness. Jesus Christ was drawn to the woman at the well, a woman who was living in adultery. She was not a virtuous woman. She was living in mortal sin. He didn't go to church to meet her. He didn't go to the synagogue or the temple. He met her where she was in the midst of her mortal sin. He came to her. She did not come to him. He was drawn to her right there where she was at. And he changed her life because she let him in. She let him in to the messiness of her current situation. He healed the woman who was hemorrhaging for 12 years, a woman who was rejected by her family, rejected by her community, rejected by her church. She was rejected, and that's who Jesus Christ went to spend time with, and he listened to her tell her story. Jesus Christ saw Zacchaeus, a public sinner, a tax collector, and he went to dwell with him in his house. Jesus is drawn to mess. He did not come to save those who are already perfect. He did not come to dwell with those who have their stuff together. He came to abide with those of us who don't have our stuff together. Those of us who are living lives that are broken. Those of us who experience the messiness of community in our church, in our family, in our neighborhood, in our workplace environment. That's where God wants to come. Advent is a season about preparing a place for Christ to come and dwell with us. Advent is that season where we actually make a sacred space and a place for God to rest with us so God can be with us in the mess. So God can transform our lives in the midst of the brokenness. So God can dwell with us. He's looking for a place to rest. He's looking for a place to come. And he's drawn to a place that is broken and perfect and messy. So what I want to invite us to do during this Advent season as we prepare for Christmas that we're not yet in, but as we prepare for the Christmas season in Advent, I want to invite us every day when we wake up, just for 5 or 10 minutes, to call to mind that stuff that we typically resist. Call to mind our weakness. Call to mind those thorns in our side. Call to mind those areas of our life, not where other people are broken, but where we're still broken, where we still don't have our stuff together. Call to mind those places where we are inadequate, where we don't have what it takes. And invite God there. Invite God there so that God can use our wounds, our mess, our mistakes, our shame, and our pain, so that God can use that to draw us to him. For he is sufficient. For God is enough. And if we come to abide in relationship with God in the midst of all the stuff that we're struggling with that's going on in our lives, in our families, in our hearts, if we come to abide with him there, then we have an opportunity to remain with him, not only on earth, but most importantly, in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity.